reveal the truth.
I'm Jim Price at Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is, I don't know, we're going to make it up as we go along here. March 21st. It's a Thursday, 2024. Well, guys, as we continue to go down through the battles or the days or the weeks or I don't know, what are we calling this now? Is it a battle? Is it a thing? I don't know. Hold on a second here. Hey, Mel, what's up? We're in the middle of the show, buddy. What's going on? Well, I got it sitting right here. It's all started up. Let me exit out of it and come back in. All right. I'm live on air right now. I got to go. Okay. All right, guys. Sorry about that. Anyway, as we continue to go down through the idea that the legislators and all those things are going on in the world around us, we continue to see that Janet Yellen has gone up to tell us that, well, you know, things are what they are and it's okay. Everything's just fine. Don't worry about it. Janet Yellen was on the House today. And she was doing her little whatever, I don't know what you want to say, her little song and dance. It did not sound like she knew what she was talking about most of the time. But anyway, she was up there talking about how that it's okay that IRS workers don't have to show up to work except for 50% of the time. And the guy that's asking her a question goes, well, what about the fact that we were supposed to be doing all this data filing and getting all these things done. She basically, what they were doing is they had a bunch of old paper files, a warehouse full. Congress gave them $60 million. Now listen to this. Congress gave them $60 million to go ahead and go in, take all this paper and put it in digital. $60 million. Now, they didn't go hire a service. They went ahead and they just went ahead and did it themselves. Now, why is my camera acting all weird now? So let me back out. There we go. Sorry about that, guys. They gave them $60 million to get this done. John and Kenny, thank you so much for being here. And they decided that they were just not going to worry about it. That because of COVID, because of the Mexican beer flu that we've all been lied to and all we all understand now that it was all BS, that whole thing is just wrong, right? So anyway, so they gave them, back in 2020, they gave them $60 million or $50 million. I don't care if they gave them $1 million. Give me $1 million. I'll transfer all that stuff into digital. Good grief. I could do that by myself. I don't need your help. Anyway, it's just data entry. Well, anyway, so he's like, well, hey, we gave you all this money, you get tens of millions of dollars to do this work. And the White House chief of staff of budget, the budget's chief of staff, whatever you want to call this lady, she's a black lady, overweight. This is the White House budget guru, right? Janet Yellen is there with her. They're all answering these questions. They're all going through this whole thing. And yet, they could not answer why it is that these people did not have to show up for work to do their job, which is, I guess is okay to some people. And she's like, oh, well, no, we're making it now mandatory that they have to show up 50% of the time. He's like, it doesn't matter. We've already allocated money to go do these things. You haven't done it. Now you're asking for a 9% increase in your budget this year, and that budget is... You know, it's a 9% increase, but yet you still got budget you haven't sent. You still haven't done tasks you're supposed to do. You still haven't improved customer service. And anyway, the point of it is that, guys, listening to someone who you're paying, like I'm paying a congressman to then budget to them what their money is, and to listen to him not get his questions answered, then have to over-explain himself to get the person on the other side of the table who is running these departments, who is asking for trillions of dollars that we don't have, It's very debilitating to think, okay, no, you know, you're right, we're wrong, we're the problem. COVID, yeah, that's still a thing. And what I want to point out to you is that you guys do realize that COVID is still ongoing in Washington, D.C. They haven't let go of that. It's been 4 years. They're still not showing up to work. There are people who have taken 4 years off of their government job to never show up. Again, I've told you guys, like, okay, it's fine. But it's all the other busy bees who are bothering to do parts of their work. What is going on with my feed today? Are you guys there? Can you guys see me? What in the world just happened? Why am I losing my own feed? Let me see if I can figure this out, why I've lost my feed, and I'm going to try to reconnect. Just a second here. So when you see these things like this, when you say, oh, by the way, you know, it's okay for you to do this, it's okay for you to do that, again, we have this situation where it doesn't make any sense to any of us. Why is everything not working now? I can't capture. Oh, my God. Oh, God, help me. Let's just go with this one here. Oh, my goodness. The things we do for fun. Okay, well, I'll continue on to talk while I try to fix this as we're talking. But anyway, the idea that we have people that are not even showing up to work anymore, not doing anything, and we're okay with that. That's okay to happen. It's not a problem. Just go with it. Don't worry about it. Again, this is where I think that we are actually absolutely being duped. And I think someone's in my computer right now. What in the world is going on here? This is crazy. I don't mean to be so profound here all of a sudden by this, but I cannot seem to get anything to work here. Anyway, wow, this is crazy. All right, well, you guys can see that for now, or I'll just go back to the blank screen. Anyway, so when we have people that are out there still saying, "Oh, I don't need to go to work. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that." The sad part of it is this is what you're paying for. Now, I said I don't want these people coming to work. I don't want them, you know, this and that. And we've all had these conversations. But my problem is, at the end of the day, when we are not getting any of the services that we have obviously paid for, then we have a real problem with things. And so I don't know what happened with my video feed here, but we are obviously having a huge problem with connecting. And let's see if this will help get us back to where we were a minute ago. All right, let's try this. We'll do this, and we'll see if we can admit him in. Okay, that's him there. And let's see if I can bring myself in here too. I can't seem to do it. I'll just let him take the main screen for now. All right, Mel, you are the main screen of the show right now because I've lost my camera, so you're going to have to go ahead and... For some reason, my OBS is not picking up my camera, so you're going to have to start speaking right now. And we'll talk about the whole budget thing later with Janet Yellen and all the other stuff. So, all right, Mel, go ahead. It's your floor.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you better get going, dude. It's already on you. You're already there. You're okay. Picking your nose on
Sounds
camera.
Sounds good, man. What do you want to talk about? What's left and center? What's the right and center?
I have no idea, Mel. You're the guest. You're it, buddy. It's your show. So you want me to? If you want me to do my show, I'm going to do my show. But you got to do your part.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We basically talk about the Quantum Summit 1776 that's getting ready to launch here in Cape Canaveral. Basically, it's a bunch of speakers that are coming in from all over the United States, some of the most talented people with tremendous followings. That's going to be hosted by stayingalive.com, which is alive is spelled with two I's. We're located at 166 Center Street in Cape Canaveral. I've been at this for about 9 years, studying the quantum financial system, Nisara, Jisara, Debt Jubilee, Monetary Level Playing Field, as Trump likes to call it. And we have had at least a dozen or so people on our show, Jim, mm-hmm. to be quite honest with you, that have literally showed the actual documentation of debt forgiveness. I've talked to at least 200 plus people who I have seen also the documentation of mortgage forgiveness of $200,000, $300,000, $400,000. Unfortunately, they're too afraid to come on camera and tell the world that this has happened. There's people that have literally have alienated the IRS now for a number of years, and they're still out of jail. I think the IRS is running scared. They're an illegal enterprise registered in Puerto Rico. And I don't know how that all happened, but none of the money that we pay to the United States of America through this illegal enterprise that was handed a franchise by our U.S. government to harass people on a massive scale with guns all over the United States, paying an illegal tax that goes to the Vatican and goes to the United Kingdom. You know, we live in very, very interesting times. The reality is that, you know, we have to change the world we live in, because the planet we live in right now with the old rules is not sustainable.
Right.
And the reality is we're getting ready to move into something that we call Nisara and Jasara. It is debt forgiveness. I've seen the documentation. No one can tell me anything different. And I'm about to interview another gentleman who's a friend of the first gentleman I've ever interviewed on YouTube about 2 years ago when I started this crazy thing called podcasting. My good friend Patrick from New Jersey, his nephew, he was a non-believer. He was going the other way.
Right.
And he said, Mel, you're not going to believe this, but my nephew just, because this was happened about 6 days before the new year rang in. He says, my nephew just called me this morning and told me that his $200,000 school loan just got forgiven. Maybe there's something to this. Maybe you're right. Of course I'm right.
Right.
Obviously, nothing of major significance is going to happen underneath, you know, Joe Biden administration, whether he's a clone, an actor, or somebody wearing a mask, it doesn't matter. What matters is I think that the white hats are in control, and they have to play certain things out to get the normies to sort of scratch their heads and figure out that, you know, maybe we are living in a kabuki theater show of sort to try and snap these people out of a media-induced coma. At some point when we have the 80% of the people are awake, I think that's when we see Trump come back. I don't believe there's going to be an election, but part of me is starting to say they're going to allow this thing to play out. And I do believe at this point that there probably will be an election, as much as I would love hate to contradict myself.
Right.
I think reason why that is because the New World Order mafia is just too big. We have paid them too much money over hundreds of years. And now we want the monster to disappear because we feel inconvenience.
Let me jump in here real quick on this. And
sure.
I'm back to live here. I got everything going again. I get you about a minute after we got it started. I'm back on so everybody can see me. So let me ask you a quick question on this. We're talking about Nisara Jasara. We're talking about the election coming up. Everybody's worried about this full eclipse thing coming on, right?
Yes.
So what if now let me do a little memory quiz with your memory refreshing. Do we remember what happened to Turkey when Turkey said that they would not get involved in the Ukraine war? What happened about a year and a half ago?
I'm not sure, because I can remember. Maybe you might refresh my memory. I'm sure.
No. It's Turkey had one of the largest earthquakes known to man, and it actually tore a 100-mile tear in the earth. And they actually were retaliated against, and everybody says that they actually were able to see where DARPA, or the HARP program, that we have different locations across the world, creating frequency bouncing technology that allows for us to change our resonance of the earth, causing earthquakes, storms, hurricanes, and other things like that. Now, what I want to ask you, though, you said that you think that we're going to get to an election, which I believe I'm on a 70-80 split, you know, 70 maybe, 80 maybe. That 20-30% kind of fluctuates for me is the no part. Let me ask you this. If we're thinking about all these things, and I know that they retaliate against Turkey for not playing along in the Khazarian mafia war called Ukraine, what I want to ask is, what if they were able to go ahead and create the black swan effect that we were all thinking about and worrying about? What if that actually happens in a way that we have this eclipse coming through that's coming in here on April 8th? Is that right? Is it the one that's coming
through?
So what if once the Earth – see, they talk about how these solar eclipses create fractures or refreshing fractures in the Earth's crust. So what if they're going to use this next coming solar eclipse here, which should be here in about 2 weeks – As a reason to go ahead and fire up the HARP, the weather manipulation, the frequency modulation technology, which the Ball Corporation owns a lifetime patent on since 1985. What if they were actually, and this is all what ifs, I'm just spitballing, this is my own come together thought here. What if they're going to go ahead and create the black swan effect, which would put us into that map where we show certain parts of the Missouri or the Mississippi Valley Basin flooded. Nevada, California is gone, basically washed into the ocean. What if they're going to try to create some type of tectonic plate fracture right after the eclipse to create the spiritual, oh, Jesus is coming. You know, you follow what I'm saying?
With a wounded animal that's got a lot of firepower still left. There's ambulances around the corner waiting to give these bastards a blood transfusion, and they seem to, just when you think they're about to die, they come back strong again. And we've been at this for a long time, and I hate to admit it, but we've been wrong about a lot of stuff, and I think we're going to be wrong about the elections as well.
Right.
How this eclipse thing is going to work out, a lot of biblical scholars, like my good friend Larry Ballard, who I just interviewed a couple of days ago, that show's about to go, release it as soon as my editors get their hands on it.
Right.
Guys like Bo Pony, they have a more of a finger on the pulse, so to speak, on that whole entire scenario.
Right.
And it does have to do with the quantum financial system, which they don't want you to have.
Right. Okay? But they admitted they have quantum computing, but they don't want to talk about the quantum financial system. But let me give you one thing about the election. Let me throw a little spin on your election thing here. We don't always seem to know, but what if, this is my putting the string board together and reading the tea leaves or the chicken bones or whatever you'll call it. What if they actually go ahead and cheat for Trump so then they can say that he cheated to get elected, and so then they can go back and try to reverse screw him, right? They do the double reverse thing on him. So what if they cheat for Trump and say, oh, look, see, Trump wanted to win so bad he had Russia cheat for him, even though Russia did interfere with Hillary Clinton cheating to win back in 2016?
Everything is possible, and unfortunately, these Democrats / communists, because that's what they are, and they're all, you know, messing around with those little ones on the ground with the blood that we don't really want to talk about. We don't get these shut down. We know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they still have all the power, and they got dirt on all of these sheriffs. They got dirt on all of these politicians. They got dirt on all of these judges, whether it's on a local level or on the Supreme level or the state level. It doesn't matter.
Right.
And so because they have dirt, and they have major dirt, like, you know, you being in bed with a minor, that's major dirt.
Right.
And if they come back at you and say, hey, Jim, if you don't, you know, do exactly what we tell you to do, we're coming out with these tapes. We're going to make sure these tapes get out to the world.
Right.
And you have a family, you got kids, you got a house
that's
with
like
a white picket fence.
P. Diddy thing that's coming out all this last couple of weeks here, too.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo. So you're going to do whatever it is they tell you to do. And that's been the tremendous power they hold is the control mechanism they have over the power structure that's in place that is running everything right now.
Yeah.
And even though, yes, we're kicking their ass, they're bleeding from every orifices. That's why I tell everybody, get yourself a damn microphone and start talking. Don't worry about effing it up. You know, I effed it up. After 500 videos, you start to get darn good at this. Yeah. Believe me,
I'm almost to 1,000 episodes, so I'm almost there. So I'm been putting the work in. When we think about all these different things that we're coming across, which again, you know, we're talking about the what ifs and the I don't knows and I could be's and this and that. I always tell the folks here is like, keep talking. You're creating resonance. You're creating waves, the ripple effect, the pebble in the pond. You know, the more that you throw pebbles in there, the more that these waves start interacting, and then you can start really creating a real change in the surface or the tension water, or surface tension of the water that is going on. So you can start manipulating it by putting more echoes into that. So the more we talk, the more we do, we find ourselves actually creating that movement, which is adaptation to the general public, right?
Exactly. See, when I was at the event with you, where I was actually, unfortunately, eavesdropping on you, not intentionally. I was filling out some paperwork because I wanted to become a distributor of the Flynn movie, and you were there talking to some people. I started to listen to what you were talking about, your connection to Flynn, which is fascinating. We might want to talk about that later down the road. But the central bank digital currency is what they were talking about, and this guy by the name of Awari, that if you go like this to this guy, like this, he'll fall over. I mean, this guy's a wimp. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You or I individually in the ring with this guy, we would shred him in about 2 minutes. If you guys got any money to bet it on Jim, bet it on Mel. That would be the case. But he has got money behind him. He's got Klaus Schwab. Whether Klaus Schwab is a clone and the real one's been dealt with, doesn't matter. This is the White Hats playing this thing out so that the normies can wake up. They got to bring the eggs up to $15. They got to bring a gallon of gas to $10 to snap you guys out of your media-induced comas. The central bank digital currency is never under any circumstances going to see the light of day, because when you own an XRP asset or XLM asset or XDC, we can pay each other peer to peer. We can go wallet to wallet. If I wanted to buy Jim's purple shirt and he's willing to sell it to me for $500,
yes,
and
I am.
I'm willing to, what's that?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. And I'm willing to pay $500 for that shirt. And he's willing to accept XRP and he's got a wallet and I got his receiving key address. I could send the money directly to his wallet. Do I need a central bank digital currency, Jim?
No.
It's no. Over. And they know that. Right. So, you know, for your audience sakes, we got to take this back to the beginning of time, if you don't mind. How much time do we have?
We still got a good 30 minutes. So
30 minutes. Okay. 1988, David Schwartz, a.k.a. Satoshi Nakamoto, okay, puts a patent on blockchain technology. True story. Look it up.
Right.
The problem is you have dial-up internet. You have dial-up internet. And you got a blockchain technology that doesn't work on dial-up internet. You got to wait for the internet to sort of mature and catch up.
Right.
Fast forward to year 2000, he goes to work for who? He goes to work for DARPA, one of those four or five letter agencies that, you know, run the world, right?
Right.
What happens in 2007 and 2008, the housing bubble? In 2009, Bitcoin is born. The Galactics gave him Bitcoin to see if he could figure it out, which he did, but then they figured out it doesn't work. The Lightning Network, all the thousands of teams around the world who tried to speed it up to no avail, which is still stuck at 3 transactions per minute. It's still slow. It still costs a shitload of money to go from point A to point B. Nobody wants to pay thousands of dollars to move a couple of Bitcoins, and the guy in the receiving end doesn't want to wait, you know, 5, 6 hours or 2 days or 3 days, what have you, because that's exactly what it is. Thousands of teams. Lightning Network doesn't work. It's an object failure. It's an embarrassment. Boom. Because he figured out the Bitcoin, they said, okay, let's see if you can figure out now the real Bitcoin. It's called XRP, which is the Bitcoin 5.0 on steroids, but they don't want you to know about it. So when the, let's go back in time now. I sort of tell the story like Pulp Fiction. You got to sort of piece it in your head. When the Ripple and XRP went to the bankers, they didn't understand the technology. Had they understood the technology, Jim, they would have stopped the debt in its tracks. And we would not be having this conversation here today.
Right.
Because they didn't understand the technology, they allowed the technology to manifest and flourish. When it was too late, they realized their goose is in the oven and it's cooking and there's no way to undo a pregnant woman, right?
Yeah.
They realized, shit, we got to go build our own Ripple, our own XRP. When they realized that there was nobody left in the talent pool, and everybody, anybody who's anybody in programming, anybody who's anybody in the banking industry was already partners with Ripple XRP, they were screwed, majorly screwed. So when they realized that, they went to try to work their way back into Brad Garlinghouse's good graces, and Brad Garlinghouse, the gangster that he is. I mean, you could put this guy, you could put him a white collar and walk him through the airports of the world with 29 kilos of cocaine, and he's not suspecting. That's why he's the guy that's in the front, right? So they put him in the front. He said, don't worry about it. We're going to build you this central bank digital currency. The banks know the central bank digital currency is not going to. That's why I say Arari is not a non-threat to me. He could be a clone as far as I'm concerned, right along there with Klaus Schwab. Okay, but they're playing this game, the central bank digital currency. The central bank digital currency under a Donald Trump regime, and he said it on numerous occasions in many of his rallies, is not going to see the light of day. How is it going to work? Nobody really knows, including me. And I've been here for 9 years. I've literally overturned every stone I could possibly. And I talked to as many people and try to get as many opinions and as many informations as I can from as many people as I can to try and mix it up with what I know to see if I'm right. And I believe I'm going to be right on this one.
Right.
So that's why I dubbed the XRP Army 1.0, XRP Army 2.0. I am the commander in chief. Okay. I'm the supreme leader of the command and commander in chief of the Army, XRP Army 2.0. And people that follow me, and there's 200,000 of them worldwide, many of them are will become fabulously wealthy because they believe that the XRP is going to be a major buyout. Why? Because we're about to go into what's called banking. You're talking about banking Southeast Asia, which is 90-95% unbanked. You're talking about banking all of Africa. Okay, right. 90-95% unbanked. You're talking about banking India, 90-95% unbanked. You're talking about 3.2 billion people on Earth who are unbanked, getting ready to be banked. Mm-hmm. And if they, God forbid, move $1,000 a month each times 3.2 billion, you go ahead and do the math.
Right.
You're not going to move that with a 65-cent XRP.
Right.
And when the time is all said and done, when the smoke clears, I believe the XRP is going to be owned. We're going to have to hand it in. They're going to pay us with money that's backed up by what? Gold and silver. It'll still be digital. It'll still be in your bank account.
Right.
Okay. But the reality is when you hand it in for $100,000 or $200,000, when it's in their hands, because they have to move global commerce, and we're graduating from a 5.5 quadrillion movement of money into a 100 quadrillion movement of money. You better believe they're going to crank it up to $1 million. And if there's some assholes out there saying, hey, you're going to crank it up to $1 million and you only want to pay us $200,000, we want a $500,000 for it. Well, guess what? They'll crank it up a little bit more to make up for the assholes, and they're still going to get to Valhalla without you.
So you're saying that XRP is going to go ahead and get toilet flushed, but they're going to still maintain the value and pay out the people? Is that what you said?
No, they're not going to get toilet flushed. They're going to use that as the money to move all of the money on Earth. In other words, right now, Jim, there's about $57 trillion stuck in bank accounts around the world,
right?
Known as Nostro Vostro accounts.
Okay.
And they need that money to sit there dormant. Why? Because they have to do world commerce. You got these people that work from Mexico and the United States. They got to send money back home. People that work in the Philippines, Indonesia, all over the world. They work around the world. They're sending money back home. Called remittances.
Right.
That little game alone is between $5 and $7 trillion a day.
Right.
That's a lot of money.
So XRP. We're not talking, so is XRP going to be a currency or is it going to be just an exchange?
It's going to be a bridge currency to the world monetary system, whatever that world monetary system will be.
Okay. I'm just trying to catch up. Probably the one thing I don't understand, and I have other people that, you know, are brilliant at this stuff. And I have some digital coin, you know, different things like that. And I'm so happy my Shibu is actually doing really well. So I doubled my money. I got like $300 now. But I just don't know a lot about that whole thing and how it all works and why some of them have gas and how they're all different currencies, but they're all the same, but then they're all tied to Bitcoin. But this is, I mean, to me, I just, it gets very, very busy real fast. Does that make sense?
It does. And it's very confusing, and you're not going to sit down and eat the elephant in one bite. You got to eat them one bite at a time. And this is educational process. It doesn't matter what you want. It doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter that you want to still stay in the three-dimensional world because it's comfortable there. We're graduating.
Right.
We're going to graduate with or without you. Technology that's going to come out of this Nasara and Jassara. Think about it, Jim.
Yeah.
You're still driving an extension of a Model T Ford. Model T Ford had one thing, 4 rubber tires with air in them. Your car today still has 4 rubber tires. Somebody's controlling that Jim cannot fly.
Right.
We should have been flying 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago.
Right.
We're still flying in a metal tube that resembles a freaking bird.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
So these are things that we have to start thinking about. Well, and again, I guess let me do this with you. Let me completely change subjects, and everybody knows this is one of my favorite topics, but Tartaria.
Sure.
If you go back to Tartaria, and then the fact that here's what I'm going to, let me go just a little bit here. I know when I look at Tartaria and I look at all the photos and all the things of the quote-unquote World's Fair that just happened in the 1880s, exactly when we were going through a civil war in America, but Chicago was having a World's Fair, Buffalo was having a World's Fair, Omaha, Nebraska was having a World's Fair, even though it wasn't a state. Anyway, so and I'm being a little facetious here. Nashville had a World's Fair. New York had a World's Fair. Paris had a World's Fair. Columbia had a World's Fair. All at the exact same time in the 1880s, okay, 1880s, they did all this. But then they built it and then tore it. It was up for 2 years and then they tore it down. What I'm work with my pieces here a little bit, because I really do believe I'm onto something, but I don't know how to really articulate it in the best way. Tartaria and all those things, they actually show this as being something that was just in the recent past. But I'm wondering if we didn't stumble across a lot of this footage and a lot of these things because it was actually destroyed, and then we've bothered to come up out of the primordial ooze, I'm using that facetiously, that after whatever impact that happened in the Gulf of Mexico that then caused the quote-unquote mud flood or the world's flood, I don't think it was that long ago, and I think that we have come out of that either through the caves, through the mountains, through the leftover population that wasn't affected, and then we came along and we saw these things, couldn't explain them, and then people started asking about it, and then the powers to be or the evil of the world started creating the shadow, right, creeping in on us and blocking our ability to have the residents to communicate with our fellow man, not through verbal communication, but actually through telepathy and ways of nonverbal communication. I believe that, I just think that there's something to that. And that when you keep talking about the hypnosis or the we're still driving around on four rubber tires and not flying, I'm wondering if it is that they knew and they saw what we truly were at one time, and then they were so terrified, or the evil was terrified that we would regain our power, that they've hidden all that from us, but it's all right in front of our face. Is that an accurate assumption?
It is, and we're about to get our power back because there's people like me on the battlefield, and we are relentless, okay? We're going to make sure you're going to wake up by hook or by crook. It doesn't matter. And if you don't want to wake up, you want to live in a three-dimensional world, that's fine. We're moving without you. We're going to get you out of our way. You know, you either get in or you're in the way, okay?
Right.
Reality is we put together a quantum summit. We got SG Anon, we got Sherry Jackson, we got Lewis Hearns, we got Black Swan Capitalist Versan, we got Jake Claver, we got Lara Logan coming, we got Molly Elmore, we got the who's who of the who's who of the who's who coming down to Cape Canaveral June 8th, June 9th. Now, I believe something major significance is going to happen with the digital assets and the quantum financial system and the dinars and the Zims, which happened, by the way, I don't know if you knew this, but back during the Kuwaiti war, did you know what happened to the Kuwaiti dinar?
We've been screwing the whole thing up.
We got it down to like five zeros and a number, you know, 0.0000 something. And what we allowed that monetary system to get devalued. But the only difference was the elite knew about it. They went in, scoffed it all up.
Right.
Okay. And they waited for the war to what? Be over. And what happened after the war was over? It revalued. Mm-hmm. It's about to happen again. The only difference is us, the deplorables, got our hands on it.
Right.
You understand? And they don't like that. That's why they're in a Mexican standoff with my money.
Well, and so this goes back to, I just had a complete brain fart. I was going to come up with something really brilliant there. That was it. I lost it all.
No worries. It'll come back to you.
Yeah. No, well, let me go. I think it was, it's gone. Wow. You guys ought to get older. It's so much fun. I just lost a thought there. What were we just talking about? I completely lost our topic. What were we want? We were talking about SG Anon. You got your event coming up in June.
Yes, event Quantum Summit 1776.com. It's going to be sold out. Okay. God forbid XRP hits 20, 30 bucks or even 10 or 12 bucks.
Right.
The excitement level, because we've been held back deliberately by the SEC, by the cronies that work for JP Morgan, et cetera, and all these idiots out there.
Right.
If XRP hits $10, $12, the excitement level will be such that there'll be 100,000 people worldwide that will be coming through the live stream because they're going to want to see this event, because they're going to want to know what to do next. And the information that you're going to hear on that stage is going to be paramount.
Right. Well, and that's, I've actually been on stage with SG Non quite a few times. I've done several panels with him, and we've actually met quite a bit here and there. So I know him as well as
you should
others.
Come down, Jim.
Yeah.
Well, want to be a speaker?
Sure. I'll be a speaker.
Come on down.
Yeah. I can talk about, your God-given inalienable rights, right? We can talk about where you get your power from. You don't get it from your small G government, right?
Yeah, we have a panel where we're going to be teaming up everybody together, where we have two, three people on the panel on stage talking, have a conversation, not prepared script or anything like that.
Yeah.
Very intellectual people who are very knowledgeable about what's getting ready to happen. And then we're going to have everybody on stage individually, 20, 30 minutes, tell them about you and your company, what it is you do, et cetera, how to move forward from here, because it's going to be important.
Yeah.
See, Trump coming back is important, but to me, what's even more important is what happens after Trump. Who's taking over? Is it Donald Trump Jr.? I don't know if I believe that, you know, this myth that supposedly JFK Jr. Is still alive. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I can tell you that there's a lot of people that have been pulled off the stage, and I have an assumption that I believe that the people that need to be pulled off and, you know, put in protection, I believe other people have just been killed off. So my problem is that the scenarios in which I could see JFK Jr. being alive are about as equal as the ones that he is dead. And so my problem is that our government is so used to killing people, manipulating and putting clones into place. At this point, you know, I used to be kind of oh, it's not possible, don't worry about it. But now, my problem is now I believe anything's possible. And if I want him to come back, why wouldn't I want that? Why wouldn't I want to see him come back and stand there and then shake his crooked finger at other people who destroyed his family? To me, that's that retribution. But I don't know if that's just me putting my will into what I want to see. Kind of things. Oh, I was going to ask you about Looking Glass. Yeah. That's what
about
it was. So when you were talking about some of the stuff that was going back and forth on this whole, the going into the quantum financial system and this and that, and then the death of an animal, death throws an animal in the last days that are the most violent. Looking Glass, how much have you looked at, how much are you into the Looking Glass portion of it and the tie back even through Trump's family with Tesla?
Listen, I don't know if I should say this on the air, but I'm about to. I have people that call me from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
The number does not come up on the caller ID. I don't know who these people are. They follow my show and they say, Mel, keep going. You're right on track. Okay. I was able to come back to the United States after hiding from Obama's, vaccination schedule for my wife, which I don't believe in.
Right.
And I'll leave it at that. We opened up stayingalive.com, which is where the event is going to be held. Staying Alive, Alive is spelled with two I's, .com. We have the most affordable packages in the world. You're going to be able to marinate, by the way, Jim, in this technology for the 2 days that you're there, okay?
Yeah.
At no cost because you're a speaker, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. So you got the whole red light and the whole thing, right?
Yeah, I got the Dr. Sandra Scalar, biophotonic wave technology. We've seen people literally come in, and it's not the machines that heal you. The machines are not medical devices.
Right.
Okay. The machines just provide an atmosphere, an energy field that the body understands. Mm-hmm. And when the body understands that energy field, it is the body that starts to produce billions of healthy cells. And when the body starts to do that on an hourly basis, it only has one choice, and that is to go into repair mode.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
There have been people that literally where their bodies have dissolved a 4.5 centimeter cystic fibrosis tumor in their uterus in 4 hours.
Yeah.
There have been people that have had prostate cancer, the body, not the machines. The machines are not medical devices, okay? It is the body that dissolved the actual tumor and the prostate cancer in 12 hours. There's a doctor who's a very famous doctor, but he's staying low under the radar. He's got 48 of these machines inside his house, 24 of them around his bed. And by the way, so does Donald Trump.
Yeah.
If you want to know the truth, okay?
Right.
Because Marla Maples, not to get off track, I'll get right back on track. Marla Maples goes a year and a half ago to a place in Central Jersey, does two overnights, okay? Two nights in a row, on two separate occasions with who? Stephanie Trump. Stephanie Trump, the last time I remember, I think she's Donald Trump's daughter. Mm-hmm. So I picked up the phone because I want to know. So I'm an ass call. I ask a lot of questions.
Right.
Okay. And I called Dr. Sandra and I said, Doc, level with me, please. And I told her, I says, you know, Marla Maples, I told her the story. She goes, listen, Mel, I do believe that, yes, Donald Trump has a few of these towers around his bed. Those are words that came directly from Dr. Sandra's mouth.
Right.
Okay. Why do you think he looks so good? Why do you think his cognitive, I mean, he's operating on all cylinders.
Right.
Why do you think I'm operating on all cylinders?
Right.
You understand?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When you are there, because see, this is how you could tell, Jim, that I'm from New York, New Jersey area, because only New York, New Jersey gangsters talk like this. Right.
Right.
And when I had Dr. Sandra on my show, one of my very first questions, I said, Doc, okay, the technology works. The body knows the technology and the body heals itself from every known disease to mankind, right?
Right.
Perfect. I go in, there's maybe myself and two other people in there, but the word starts to spread. Next thing you know, you got, you know, the place is full. The next time I go, if the place is full, are those people inside the room stealing my energy? She says, no, the opposite is true. I says, please explain that to me. She said, well, because the bodies are, and this makes sense, Jim, because the bodies are made up of what? 70, 75% water.
Right.
And we act as antennas and we conduct what? Energy.
Right.
That means when you got a full packed room with this technology and you got 24 of these machines, those machines are acting as if there are 96 machines in the room.
Right. Hey, okay? Real quick, Mark Anthony said to say hello to you. So he's chiming in on the comments here, watching the show.
So, awesome. Thank you, Mark Anthony. How are you?
Anyway, so good. So so this goes back to COVID, right? This is my lesson to everybody in COVID. We know that our energy emits 3 feet around us. So that's if you emit your energy, I emit mine, those 3 feet, that's 6 feet, right? If we don't come within that 6 feet of each other, we can't combine our energy and become more powerful. And the same way that you're talking about where the scalar events and everything that's going on inside of that room, the scalar machines are actually amplified only because we're amplifying each other and we're multiplying each other. So if I'm amplifying you and then another person's amplifying you and we're doubling and doubling and doubling and doubling, that number becomes, you know, amazing, right? So
exponentially, 4 to 5x. So let's say, for example, you're paid for 2 hours, which we do have the 2 hour packages, but those are it's an IQ test in my place, because we have packages where it's as low as like $20 an hour to like $9.32 an hour.
Right.
Why would you buy 2 hours for $100 when you could buy 15 hours for $285? That makes no sense. Right. So people are coming in buying the packages, people who didn't fail math.
Right.
So, you know, people are feeling better, but because there's so many people in the room. Okay, like when we have our event, for example, Jim, there's going to be 217 people. I believe the tickets to the Quantum Summit 1776 is going to sell out rather quickly because of all the speakers that are going to be there. Now we're going to put your beautiful mug on the
you know.
So the reality is that when we have 217 people in the room, that energy is going to be, you're going to hear your ears buzzing. You're going to feel like your hair on top of your arms are standing up, like static electricity is literally in the room, because you're breathing in the biophotons. The system, the light system, is going through you at 1.4 times faster than the speed of light.
Right.
This is the next step to the med beds. This is the next step to the crystalline beds. Is it true? Yes. Is it going to happen tomorrow? I don't know. The only thing I do know is at some point when Mother Earth and the people of the inhabitants of this planet, okay, get our act straight, yes, we will manifest a lot of this stuff and we will be able to live 1,000, 2,000 years old. And you'll be able to have sex until you're like, you know, 1,786 years old. You understand?
Right. Yeah,
and you'll look like you're 22 years old and you got a six pack.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if I got that yet, but I'm working on it. I don't want a six pack. I just want to be happy and live long. That's it.
But that
screws up their plan. I ever tell everybody here on the show, because we end up talking a lot about health and spiritual effects, and not because I want to, but just kind of default, because I think it's the most important. But living longer and happier screws up their plan.
Sure,
so that's
sure.
Listen, that's how we do that.
I got to tell you one last thing. When I got into this XRP thing, I was a Bitcoin guy, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I bought into the bullshit story, down with the man, down with the institutions, blah, 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 blah. It's all bullshit. Okay. when my wife sat me down and said, look, big boy, it's not Bitcoin, it's XRP. And she forced me to watch a few videos. The lights went on in a very big way. And I couldn't stop watching the videos of Digital Asset Investor and Digital Perspective and Crypto Eddie and Alex Cobb and all these people who are XRP Army 1.0. They haven't graduated out of their central bank digital currency yet. They will. Mm-hmm. Okay. When I realized that this thing was all connected to this special letter right there, the 17th letter in the alphabet, and I told my wife that I was going to connect the 17th letter in the alphabet to the quantum computers, one in Reno, one in Spain, one in Dubai, and the low-lying satellites, Elon Musk, Donald Trump, the level playing field, Donald Trump traveling around the world, okay, the bonfire guy, you watch the videos, okay?
Right.
And I connected all of the dots. She said, you lost your ever-loving mind. Okay. And you know what? Because I resonated with people and said, that makes sense. Okay. When I looked on the field, it wasn't Klaus Schwab and Harari with the quantum reset unopposed. There was something called Nisara and Jisara, baby.
Yeah.
And it's still there today. And this was written in the Bible. The biggest debt jubilee is about to happen. It's written in the Bible. And I'm not a Bible scholar, but I have a lot of friends who are.
Right. Well, and there's and that's the whole thing where it's you know, I'm having a little bit of an identity crisis with a lot of the things that we have been taught, and the programming that we've been given is so deep and so, you know, it's just how to break out of it. So I tell, usually work through people through the process, is like, all right, well, you want to break out the matrix, start brushing your teeth with the opposite hand tomorrow and work on getting out of the predictive programming you've put yourself into. Mel, I only got a couple minutes here before I got to get you out of here. So I got about 3 or 4 minutes before I got to do my outro to get out of here.
Sure.
I got limited for the TV because this goes out on TV later. So
no problem.
I got to make sure.
QFS1776.com is where you want to go. QFS, like Quantum Financial System, 1776.com. If you're afraid of Nisara, Jisara, and the quantum financial reset, the one for us, for the people, don't be afraid, because what we did is we went out of our way. We gathered the most elementary videos. We put them in a chronological order. There's 30 videos. Mm-hmm. And if you watch them from top to bottom, when you go to QFS1776.com, I assure you, by the time you get down to the bottom, you have a 10th degree black belt on the QFS, and you will not be afraid of what's coming, because it will be vividly clear. Even for a guy like Jim says, there's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
We try to make it simple because we know there's a lot of moving parts and there's a lot of shysters coming in, building all these digital assets, pyramids. 99.9998% are going to go away. The ones that are going to be left standing is about 24, 25 tokens. You don't need 29,000 tokens to run the world. 24, 25 will do just fine. And XRP, XLM, XDC are the ones you need to pay attention to. The ones that had the lawsuit, the ones they don't want you to look at, the ones that the prices are being manipulated, mm-hmm. That's the one you want to pay attention to. Some of you guys are going to believe the pizza guy. You're going to go out and buy yourself some XRP. And just thank me later, because if you have enough money, even if you buy $1,000 worth, mm-hmm. It's life-changing. If you buy $10,000 worth, some of the people that are dissatisfied with their wives say it's wife-changing, okay? But
nice.
I can tell you, there's going to be listen, we are the new 1%. We are the new ruling class. Take a good look at us. Mm-hmm. We're not going away. We're here to stay, and we're here to collect. Deal with it.
No, that's great, and I do appreciate that. And again, this is where we have to be. You know, sometimes we get down on the daily grind of the mud and blood of things, and you kind of forget that there are other things out there that are positive and make you feel good about what's going on. And I do appreciate your enthusiasm. I appreciate the invite to speak at your event. So I'll make sure and block that out for that weekend. I'll be there. And so you said Cape Canaveral, right? So that's
Cape Canaveral.
Okay, so I need to fly into where? Jacksonville or
Orlando?
Orlando. Okay, cool. Yeah, Orlando's really cheap for me then.
Yeah, it is.
I can do Orlando to Wichita on Allegiant for, I think it's $180 round trip.
Yep.
So I can do that. All right, man. Well, thank you so much for everything you're doing and all the things that are going on. I appreciate all that. Anything last words before I get you out of here?
No, man, I appreciate you. I can't wait to see you at the event. It's going to be a blowout event. If you want to bring some memorabilia or books or anything you wrote or T-shirts, whatever it is you want to sell, by all means do so. We got a lot of hallways and lobbies, and there's plenty of space for you to sell your wares and tears.
Sounds great, man. So thank you so much for everything you're doing out there. And like I said, I apologize for the beginning of it. I was trying to get you to go because I had no video of me. I had me on Zoom, had you going, but then my stream wasn't showing it. I could show everything, but That again.
Where are we live on right now? What are you live on?
Facebook, Twitter, DLive, Twitch. It will go out on Spotify, iTunes, Conservative Television America, Patriot Podcast on Roku. Anyway, there's a bunch of them, so it's out there.
How many people are watching right now total?
Cloud Hub. I usually get about 15,000 views total per episode. And I'm being a little bit shy on that number because I don't like to exaggerate that. I get about 10 to 15,000 on Clout Hub alone, and then I get another 1,000 on Rumble and, you know, that kind of thing. So it just depends.
Yeah, I've had trouble with Clout Hub. By the way, you know that we're building a blockchain-based video vlogging deal with through Jim Valley and East Smitty. Or you know who those guys are? Mm-mm.
No, you have to introduce me on that.
Well, they're going to be on stage with you because these are the big deals.
Okay.
And you're going to be paid for every single second that everybody consumes your videos.
Right.
Listen, somebody has created a big sucking sound. We're just acknowledging that there's a big sucking sound, and we're going to suck up all the money. Someone's going to build a better platform that's going to be fair and square. There's going to be no censorship, not in America, Jack.
Right.
Okay. And we're going to take over this country by hook or by crook. And I will tell you, East Smitty and my good friend, Jimmy Valley are going to build, they're building that platform. Hopefully they're going to announce it in Cape Canaveral.
That'd be great.
Think about that for a second.
I'd like to be able to make a little bit of money at this. I'm working on donations. By the way, Edward, thank you for your donation today. So appreciate that, man. All right, cool, man. I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here, Mel.
And, send me a copy of the video.
Thank you. I'll send you the links when we get out of here. So thank you so much, buddy.
You got it. Bye-bye. Right,
we'll see you. Bye. All right, guys, what a great interview we had there. And again, these are the kind of things that we need to talk about. And again, it's not always about whether you truly believe that, you know, one way or the other, like, oh, I don't believe what he had to say, or I do not. Oh, well, guys, listen, if 10% of what he said is true, geez, wouldn't that be great, right? If 10% of what I said was, I've been telling you guys about how you fix yourself and get yourself right, that would be great. If we just take that initial step forward and do what we got to do to make sure the world around us is a better place, I'm going to tell you right now, it's just that simple. And I want to take this time here at the end of the show, and I'm going to start doing this kind of as a segment. I'm going to try this out. Guys, as I go through, and I live on an acre of property, and you can look it up on Google Maps. It's not a big house, 1,500 square foot, full basement, two-car garage, very simple place. Okay, I don't have I'm not living on the ranch of, you know, 10,000 or 11,000 square miles that I want, which I don't care how big that sounds. It's not big enough for me to have, you know, what I want to see for me. But anyway, when I spend time at home, and I do like being home, but I do spend time out on the road, and I know that that is where I'm most effective. I could hide out here in my house and do a simple show like this every day and you know, make you feel good and pet your head and say, listen, that's okay. But meeting people out in the real world and going to these events and being a part of these things and speaking what I've got, you know, the things I talk about, and really affecting people's life at the ground level is what I like to do. But when I walk around my property, and I say my property as if it's like an estate of, like I said, 10,000 square miles or 11,000 square miles, I walk around and I look at the grass, and I look at my beehives, and I look at the, you know, I planted 2 apple trees and 2 peach trees and 2 apricot trees. And why did I plant apricot trees? Because nobody has apricots. I don't know why we don't do apricots. Apricots are amazing. I love them so much more than peaches. But anyway, and apricot seeds are really good for you. We know that with the rncstore.com. rncstore.com is your B17 latrils, the torpedoes that kill the cancer in your body. But when I walk around, I look at, you know, a couple weeks ago, I started seeing the peach tree wanting to blossom out and push out, and I was so worried. I actually had concern in my being, who I was. I'm like, oh, come on, it's just a little too early. You know, we're not past Easter. I don't want you to freeze. I mean, just, you know, so I'm thinking about, I got to get plastic, put a plastic bag on if it's going to freeze, or I got to make sure I got a sheet available for my trees, my little fruit trees, as they're kind of trying to bud out. And, but then I walk around the property and I look at different things, and I've got a maple tree that was struck by lightning shortly before I moved in, and I've brought the tree back to life. And I don't know how I did it. I wasn't over there with a magic, you know, Harry Potter wand and doing here, dear, 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 dear. But I just spent time, you know, talking to the tree. I know that sounds weird, but like, you know what? We can do this, man. You got, you know, I'm going to water you the best I can. I'm going to give you the fertilizers that I know that are going to assist you in your growth. I'm going to, you know, make sure that the limbs that are pointing down out of the branches, I'm going to take all those off so they're not sucking the energy out of you. Take off those low-lying branches so that the canopy is able to build itself out. And that maple tree has, in the last 11 years of being, is it 11 years? Yeah, it's been over 11 years now. The 11 years of being at the house, I've watched that tree double in size. And I say probably triple in size. I've watched the bark and the part of the tree that's only alive is the outside part of that tree. Remember, the only part of a tree that's alive is that very thin outer layer. That's why you don't want to take the bark off a tree, because that's what's protecting the flesh, the fluid, the life of the tree. But I've watched this tree start to build itself around the old dead part that got hit by lightning and where it burned through. And I'm watching that close up more and more every year. And that's what gives me hope. When I know that I can look at things around me and I know things around me are healing themselves, are thriving. I'm watching mushrooms come up in my yard over the last couple years I've never seen before in my life. I've had to go and go. I have this app called Picture This, and I take photos of these things to discover what they are. And this is year I'm not using any weed and feed on my yard. Again, this is my third year not doing weed and feed. I've decided never to do that again. I don't want glyphosates. I don't want selective killing in my yard. I want to allow my yard to do what it needs to do to thrive. And that's what I want for you guys. I want you guys to be able to walk around whatever property, whatever patio, whatever plant you've got in your house and look at it and go, man, you're doing a great job. And that's what it's really all about. When you take that time to see the things around you and you enjoy those, and that maple tree, and it's not named or anything. I don't know why I would name it, but I guess I could. But that maple tree has done everything it's supposed to do and more. It's coming back to life. It's doing things that I was told to cut it out, get rid of it. It's not worth saving, blah, blah, blah. And I actually will tell you right now that everything's worth saving. Everything's worth energy. Everything's worth their time. And sometimes you do have to deal with things that come into your frequency and your resonance and who you are. And then other times you can let it flow away. And then you don't have to keep it. You don't have to hold on too tight. I think one of the things we do a lot is we hold on too tight to a lot of things. But as we go through all these times, guys, understand that, you know, this is our world and we can make it what we want. And you have the power to be whatever you want to be. And I'll say this right here. Remember, your future is a reflection of your heart now. Make sure your heart's in the right place every single day, being better than the day before. That's it. It's that simple. And you know that's how I live. That's how I do it. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about. So I'm going to take the end of the show each day from here on out. And I'm going to try to give you a little bit of how I spend time in my yard, the things I talk about and the things I feel and how I feel about them. And I want you guys to understand that connection to me and understand where I'm coming from. Because, yeah, guys, I live this life. I live this life. I live with this copper vessel. I walk around and I, you know, drink out of this thing every single day. It's one of the best parts of coming back to the house. And it's what we got to do, man. So, guys, thank you so much for everything you guys have been doing out there. Edward, thank you for your donation today, sir. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Lindsay, good to see you as well. Mark Anthony, thank you so much for being a part of the show. John Kennedy, good seeing your comments. Tanya Price, thank you so much for being here as well. It's been great to see you. Sorry I didn't get to ask your questions there, John. Debbie Muniz, good to see you. Marcia Enderton, good to see you as well. Sorry about the panic at the beginning of the video when I was not able to get my screen up. I was being a little flustered there, and I wasn't being my best, and I apologize for that. I hope you guys understand. All right, guys, remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast, do not give up, do not give in. We will win. I promise. Don't make promise I can't keep, guys. You've always been the answer out there, so understand that this is your world. This is your time. Never, ever let them take it away from you. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I didn't realize I was so zoomed out. I guess you guys can really see the studio today. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys, I'll be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.